A team of neurobiologists has found the gene that helps monarch butterflies figure out how to get to Mexico from Canada and then back again every year. A report on the discovery appears in the latest edition of the journal Science. NPR's John Nielsen reports.
Every fall, millions of monarch butterflies leave their summer homes in Canada and head to the Southwest. Monarch expert Lincoln Brower says almost all of these butterflies will eventually arrive at the same small forest near Mexico City, 2,000 miles away. This never ceases to amaze him.
The area in Mexico where they're going is about 30 by 60 miles. It's a pinpoint on the map. So there has to be some way in which monarchs can choose the direction and then maintain that direction.
How the monarch does this has been a mystery. Brower says it's clear that these insects use the sun as some kind of a guide, but how do these butterflies take account of the movement of the sun through the sky or the changing length of days?
From a neurobiologist's point of view, it's just a question begging to be addressed.
Stephen Reppert is a neurobiologist at the University of Massachusetts Medical School. He's been looking for evidence that the monarch has a kind of internal timepiece built into its DNA, a timepiece that constantly tells it where it is in relation to the sun. Reppert says his research team began this search by catching monarch butterflies and attaching each one to a thin tungsten wire hanging down into an open barrel. The top end of each wire is attached to a directional sensor.
They sit in the middle of this barrel, and it's very easy for them to fly in any direction they want.
For 2 years, Reppert has tracked the flight patterns of these tiny tethered butterflies. He found that the butterflies all adjusted precisely to the movements of the sun, always heading in the same direction. Sometimes Reppert tried to confuse them by turning the barrel around, but they figured it out.
In about 3 or 4 seconds, they will just get back to where they were going.
Reppert then found that the brains of the butterflies taken from the barrel contained a chemical that was not seen in the brains of butterflies kept in the dark or under steady lights. The level of the chemical in the first group of butterflies changed as the sun moved through the sky. Reppert traced that chemical back to a single gene. This was exactly the kind of internal timekeeper he'd been looking for. Neurobiologists are now anxious to compare this internal clock to the kinds found in other animals, including people. But Brower says the full story of the monarch's migration has yet to be unraveled.
What's wonderful about this new machinery is that it's opened up a floodgate of really important basic biological investigations. And so I see in the coming rapidly now is testing out how the monarch really gets back and forth to Mexico through this incredibly complex life cycle that it has.
For instance, how do monarchs compute the effect of winds and storms that blow them off course?
We have no idea how they do that.
Brower says he'd like to study that issue if he can get his hands on one of those barrels. John Nielsen, NPR News, Washington.